chance.
It is well known that the Labour Party have opposed the introduction of commercial broadcasting. But that in no way prevents me from offering my best wishes to the Independent Broadcasting News Service.
Words of welcome, well, sort of, from the Leader of the Opposition, Harold Wilson, this week in 1973, as UK commercial radio began at last.
Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name's David Jessel, this is The Morning Show, and here's the news.
Britain's first commercial radio station went on the air just a few minutes ago, and you're listening to it. London Broadcasting Company, an all-news and information service for London, will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The company will also be supplying a new service to 60 other commercial stations, which are to open in Britain, several of them within a few months.
The launch of LBC, the winner from 5 applications to run the London News franchise.
From London Weekend Television, congratulations and welcome to London Broadcasting. We wish you good luck and success in the exciting challenge of launching independent radio broadcasting for the first time in this country.
Well, we had planned to start by congratulating ourselves on being born, but The Morning Show is your update on the day, and whatever we may think, there are more important matters today than the fact that we've hit the airwaves. It's clearly a day dominated by two major stories, the Middle East War, of which it's day 3, and at home the new Phase 3 proposals in Mr. Heath's effort to blow us back on course economically. We must start...
The headlines then, as the headlines now, politicians with plans to put the economy back on track. By the end of the year, troubled LBC, as the press always called it, needed another £500,000 cash, 3 of the top brass had resigned, and an ad agency had carried out some research. They knocked on 222 doors at 8 in the morning to find that 5 homes were tuned to Capital and none to LBC. It could only get better, and in time it surely did. The first ad on this new commercial radio came from Birdseye.
Birdseye welcomes radio. It's classics, Greeks and singers. Good luck, commercial radio. From Birdseye, fish fingers.
Back then, ads were limited to 9 minutes an hour and no sponsorship allowed. Happy 40th birthday, commercial radio. Famously, the original LBC lost its licence 20 years later. As did Devonair Radio. This same week in 93, a 4-paragraph surprise note arrived at the station to say its licence would not be renewed. And this week, 30 years ago, commercial radio's first full casualty.
The board of directors were acquainted last evening with the fact that the IBA, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, had ruled against an offer being made by Crestnote, a company formed by Mr. Geoffrey Poynton together with a consortium for the shares of Leicester and Leicestershire Radio PLC. Under the circumstances, the board have no alternative but to cease trading.
The end of Centre Radio in Leicester this week in 1983.
It's the sound of Leicestershire.
The BBC now, and this week, 33 years ago, a new series on Radio 4.
This is You and Yours, introduced by Janine McMullen. Hello again. A day up in London for the Cup Final. That's really what we're going to talk about today. Tomorrow is a rather special cup final in a way, in that Arsenal is...
It was all very posh back then, wasn't it? Another Radio 4 programme on air to this day began this week in 1946, Woman's Hour. Olive Shapley was an early presenter.
I'd just joined then and went up to Durham and got some miners in Newcastle studio. And the idea was that they talked freely about life down the pit and life in a mining village. And they were very nice men, and they talked so freely that after about 3 minutes, I was sent in with a great bit of cardboard saying, "Do not say bloody or bugger."
Happy birthday, Woman's Hour, 67 years old this week. BBC Local Radio arrived in London this week in 1970.
We sport on the heights of Hampstead, we snooze in the depths of Bow, and we stick up our nose from our Chelsea boat when the tide on the Thames is low.
We had 3 weeks of training, we had 2 weeks of pilot programmes, and then I think we were on the air. There might have been 1 week in between or something like that.
You're in tune with BBC Radio London, broadcasting with a radiated power of 17 kilowatts on a frequency of 95.3 megahertz from a transmitter at Rootham in Kent. If you're receiving us, please drop us a line to let us know.
Dear sir, I can't hear you. It's been a week of BBC premises moves through the years. This week in 96, Joe Wiley became the last Radio 1 presenter to broadcast from Egton House. And it's now exactly 2 years since BBC Manchester first broadcast from Media City after 35 years at Oxford Road.
Salford. Literally, a ford by the willow trees. I drive one of them. Mind you, a willow tree's hard to start in the morning. There aren't many willows round here now. Come to think of it, there aren't that many cranes. There used to be 200 of them. Now there are two. It's where Manchester brought the sea 36 miles inland to make it the largest inland port in the world in its day.
So with DQF arriving this week 2 years ago, the pirate Kiss FM launching this week 28 years ago, and Virgin winning a surprise FM licence in London this week 19 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.